When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Tophus says, is Mad Honey code? Is Mad Honey code word jerking off in someone's cheeseburger? I don't know. Maureen says, I can't believe that bitch left her own mother with dementia home alone. I could never do that. Well, don't forget, though, Tony said that his mom was coming to take care of her. But I don't care. You know? I don't give a shit. Tophus says he's probably just getting here. What's Mad Honey? Yeah, no one knew what Mad Honey was before this. Supposedly, it's honey that's created from bees that pollinate through, like, the right type of flower that makes it so that the honey can leave you with your fucking experiencing hallucinations. Whatever. Stevie says, what is up with those kids? Yeah, I don't know what's up there. I can't say. I don't want to say too much other than they seem like, you know, something might be going on there. Yoda World says, a face full of bear mace will clear up all those delusions. David says, you don't have to claim that you aren't crazy when you aren't crazy. Nick says something similar to what I was saying. If I ever tried pulling this, my girlfriend and daughter would have told me to go fuck myself. David says this guy should be asshole of the day. Well, you know, there's obviously something going on there. But I don't know if this guy can help himself. I think my big concern is that people like this are allowed to roam amongst us. I really wish that we could be a little bit more heavy-handed with people like this. You know, like maybe implore Trump to do an executive order, like specifically about this family, so that he holds up the black binder. It says, lock up the Siriglianos ASAP. I mean, I would be in support of that. Every one of them. My God. Chris suggests that generations of inbreeding is what's up with those kids. I don't think so. Tophus says inbreeding is a real problem, and it only spawns morons like monarchs and people in West Virginia. Did you ever see that one family in Appalachia that they're all inbred? I forgot. There was like a documentary that was made about them. Nick in the arena probably beats off to it. What the fuck is that again? I forgot their name. No, is it the Whites? No. I know what you're thinking of. It's not the Whites. You're thinking of Jesco and all those other idiots that dance like morons and get shit-faced and beat each other up. Not them. But that was a really interesting documentary, though. About the Whites. Okay. Before we go any further, shout out to Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Folks, if you are in between jobs or you're self-employed or maybe your boss does not offer you health care, that doesn't mean you go without health care. You actually can get a great health care policy. And you get to choose what policy that you want based on your needs. Single guy, single gal, one person policy. Maybe you got a whole family you need to take care of. You get it all at healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Not everybody understands how this works. But basically, a premium for a healthcare policy, you pay a small percentage of that. The government gives you a tax credit for the rest of it. And then you square up at the end of the year when you get your taxes done. Essentially, they're giving you an advance on your tax return to pay for your health care. In order to do this, you could do it on your own, but why? Frank Fuss will help you every step of the way, and it does not cost you a dime. Simply go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com to get started. Once you go there and you fill out the info, Frank will then reach out to you and set up a time that he can talk with you about what it's going to take to get you started on your health care policy, whatever that may be. He can also help you if you're looking to take advantage of Medicare, like perhaps you're getting ready to retire or whatnot, and your Social Security benefits. There's a bunch of T's that have to be crossed and I's that need to be dotted. Frank helps you with all of those things. He can also get you started on a life insurance policy. All of this can be found at buyinsurancehere.com. If you miss any of this, just reach out to me and I'll point you in the right direction. I'll break the ice for you. The Grand Rapids Gold are playing on Saturday, Paw Patrol night at Van Andel Arena. I will be there. Get tickets. Come see the Grand Rapids Gold, the G League affiliate of the Denver Nuggets. A lot of fun at those games. Doesn't break the bank either. So get the group together and come see the Grand Rapids Gold Saturday. That's February 22nd at Van Andel Arena. The next home game is Saturday, Paw Patrol night. The kids can meet the Paw Patrol characters. You're going to look like a hero for bringing the kids and the wife. It's going to be awesome. GrandRapidsGold.com. That's where you get tickets, and I will see you Saturday. GrandRapidsGold.com. Pardon me. I am going to head out. I have to use the boys' room. Tophus says, am I thinking of the Whitakers? Yes, that is the inbred family, the Whitakers. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Maybe we'll share some of that coming up. I'll be right back. Excuse me. All right. So in that time, after Tophus very kindly said, is it the Whitaker family? And I'm like, yes, it is the Whitaker family. And I thought I said it to myself, but I did. I mean, I thought I did, but I didn't. And so now I just did. We're going to take a look at this because the guy who there was a photographer who took some
how to take a freezing 43
portraits of the family. And then he wandered back there to get like some video. It says, I first photographed the Whitaker family for my first book, Created Equal, in 04. That visit was interrupted by an angry neighbor with a shotgun who threatened to use it if I didn't leave the Whitakers alone. After explaining what I was doing, he calmed down and allowed me to photograph the Whitaker family. The two portraits shown in this video are from that book. I have returned to visit the Whitakers when I've been in Appalachia for other shoots, but on this visit in July of 2020, I recorded a bit of video of something many of us have heard of but never actually seen. I strongly discourage anyone attempting to look for the Whitakers, as their armed neighbors and the Raleigh County deputies both make it clear that curious visitors are not welcome. With that being said, I give you the inbred family, the Whitakers. Okay. He calls this short piece Soft White Underbelly Inbred Family, the Whitakers. The community is, strangely enough, known as Odd West Virginia. Mark Leda is the guy who wrote what I just read to you, and he's the one who's shooting this. So you're going to see them, and he's going to interview these people. A couple of them can actually speak. Others don't. The one guy in the red, he communicates only with, like, chirps and shit like that. It's like the NFK on steroids. You know how, like, Groot communicates with, I am Groot. This dude, that's how he communicates. That's him. I think he's talking to the dog. There's the front porch. So you get a look at what we're dealing with. There is shit everywhere. Okay, that guy in the red, that's the dude that makes that noise. And all these people had sex with each other, and these women gave birth to these dudes.
So what are your names?
Ray, Lori, Tammy.
I'm sorry, who's this?
His name's Ray.
Ray? I remember Ray. I photographed you, Ray. Do you remember? Years ago.
So he is.
And your name is?
Lorraine.
And Timmy.
Yeah.
God. This looks like the Zaniacs.
Now, you guys grew up here in Odd, West Virginia. How many years have you lived here?
All my life.
You guys, I mean, did you go to school?
No.
You did?
Come on, I'm like, I can't believe you just asked that, asshole.
I mean, some of your brothers and sisters probably didn't go to school, or how much schooling did they get?
They didn't wish school long, but he graduated.
You graduated from what?
We were from high school.
You went to high school, Timmy?
Yeah, he went to high school all back.
And how about you, Lorraine?
No, she didn't went to school.
She didn't? And,
No, they didn't went to school.
Come on out.
Come on, Ray. Get out of here, come on. This would be, if they could do like, you ever see those shows where they give people like a makeover? They should totally get these, you know, take them to the beauty salon and make them over just to see how they'd look. The dog is like the most.
Tell me about your family.
All right, this is like, I'm starting to feel sick. Tophus says, poor dog, somebody rescue the dog. Maureen says, Timmy was the valedictorian of Odd High School. Nick says, the dog has the most advanced brain there. Tophus says, Ray is the bad boy of the bunch. Maureen says, it looks like the homes I visit in Flint. Yep. Stevie says, I've seen this. It's eye-opening. Yeah, I imagine, you know, if the old Zaniacs were here, they'd be turned on. David says these people need to be removed from society. They're not in society. Tiger's number one fan says, wait till Ray starts pissing and eating his boogers. Tophus says, come on, the fucking town is named Odd. You can't tell me this isn't a planned community. Yeah, it's like Hershey, PA. This guy needs to do a better job of it. Ray's gonna go in and see Ray. Ray's got a snack. just walks right into the house.
Sorry.
This guy doesn't know what to do. First of all, he's asking him questions, knowing full well that Ray is just going to go, ha, ha. That's the picture that he shot. Those are the boys. This one actually has drool hanging off of his lip. This is so fucked up. My God.
How old? Okay. Were you... Tell me, how old are you? How old are you? How old? What are you eating tonight for dinner?
Oh, what an asshole. This guy is ridiculous. This is not okay for him to barge in there and try to talk to these people. All right. I can't take anymore. That's enough of this shit. Dove says, Jesus Christ, this is a crime against humanity right here. Tofus says, the hills have eyes, motherfucker. Don't go in there. Bob says, looks like a typical Cleveland area family. Chris says, Zaniacs will blame this on vaccines. I will leave this in the show notes, and you can watch it on your own. But these people had sex with each other, and... the birth defects. This is why you can't, like, have sex with your kids. You know? I mean, not that you'd want to, but this is what can happen. That's a disaster. I think you can you not, like, marry your second cousin? I mean, I'm not, like, looking to marry my second cousin. But what is it? What is the, what are the parameters when it comes to, your family. Whew. Average family in 1 out of 12 homes around here. Justin is up north in northern Michigan. I'd want to say that that's not true. We've talked about it many times. When you do get across the hard living line, you know, we joke about it, but that's a real thing. Holy shit. He says, I am kidding, but there are some in small towns. Yeah, I believe that. Without a doubt. All right. Congrats to the Whitaker family. There's a story going locally where I guess there is a daycare and the parents are pissed. It's called Adventures Learning Center. And you know how, like, at the daycare, you have, like, a camera to, like, check on the kid? One of the parents was looking at the camera and noticed something weird. We didn't have that when my kids were in daycare. Frankly, I'm glad about that. I think that would just make me into, like, kind of like a worrywart, always wondering what's going on. But I guess at this daycare... they were spraying melatonin. You know, like it's nap time and you lay down and the kids lay down. Hey, it's nap time. I guess there's some product that is you spray it on and it's melatonin. And I guess the theory is that it makes the kids wanna rest. And somebody saw that and lost their fucking mind.
Michigan daycare worker who sprayed melatonin on kids' sleeping bags said it did not occur to her that she needed parents' consent.
It happened at Adventures Learning Centers in Caledonia on Broadmoor. Target 8 investigator Susan Samples reports a parent spotted the worker using the spray on the center's live camera. Susan?
The worker called me to say she had no malicious intent when she used Dr. Teal's sleep spray on the kids' mats. She said she just wanted the kids to get a good nap, and since melatonin is considered natural, it's a hormone, it never popped into her mind, she said, that she needed parents' consent. We found this...
No, you don't. You should be able to put, like, fentanyl on there. Whatever it takes to get these little fuckers to go to sleep. Okay, not permanently, but you know, I mean, these kids are assholes. All right, and they go around and they make everything fucking difficult for everybody in the goddamn place. And if she needs to spray some melatonin on there to get these kids to shut the fuck up, I'm all for it.
In the adult section of a local pharmacy, melatonin is a natural hormone, but it's not FDA approved for use by children. And parents should check with their child's pediatrician before using it, say doctors. A parent recorded the live feed at Adventures Learning Center in Caledonia, and it showed the worker casually spraying three different mats with the melatonin before the kid's nap time.
Oh, can you imagine how outraged this asshole mom was?
A retired pediatrician told me it is probably not harmful unless your child has a condition like asthma, but it is definitely a decision parents should make with input from their child's pediatrician.
I think parents do deserve from the people who are taking care of their children.
You know, I disagree. What they don't know won't hurt them. Boy, that was a great news clip. The guy said like three words.
Learning Center sent a statement writing, while the teacher believed it to be a harmless addition to the nap routine, we have since clarified with her and our entire center staff that no external products should be used in the classroom without prior parental consent. The center continued, as
it
soon
should
as
be used no matter what, and you don't have to ask.
We became aware of this. We took immediate steps to address the situation, including...
You don't like it? Take your kid out of the learning center.
And speaking with the teacher,
what's
removing the product from the facility, and reinforcing our policies with staff. The daycare said it notified the appropriate licensing agency with the state. We could not reach licensing today to check the status of its investigation into this because state offices were closed for President's Day. We will follow up and keep you posted.
Yeah,
looking
we all,
for a faith-based school where your child can truly thrive? That. Welcome to the Potter's House, a Christ-centered school serving Greater Grand Rapids.
Well, that's unfortunate. Maureen says, "What if someone had an allergy or something?" Yeah, what if? I don't know. I haven't heard about too many melatonin allergies. I think nowadays everybody has an allergy to everything. Isn't Trump like speaking out against people who have peanut allergies? Isn't that a thing? Like he has made it so that if there's like a, you know, you can't take peanuts to school because people have peanut allergies. Trump is making that so that that's bullshit. I think that was part of his... when he like started his 4 years, I think he said that he is against people who have peanut allergies, so that if you have a peanut allergy, you are other kids are now encouraged to go to school and like blow peanut dust into the kid's face. Tophus says peanut allergies can kill though. Jeremy said, only the weak. All right. So that's the end of that stupid story. You know that, again, the parents nowadays, they just lose their shit whenever anything happens to their kids. I remember when we were in school, they had to retar the roof. The school year started as a flat roof, Wilkerson Elementary. And, you know, in September, it still gets pretty hot. There's no AC, so the doors are open, the windows are open, and all these fucking Mexicans are on the roof with the hot mops tarring the roof. And we're there, literally, the tumors are growing on our balls from all the carcinogens that we're sniffing in the classroom. Like, oh, my God, fucking terrible. Trying to learn. Oh, Jesus Christ. Nowadays... If you spray melatonin on a mat, somebody's going to have a heart attack. Wouldn't surprise me if someone's going to sue for like $100 million now.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tofus says, my girlfriend's kid has a peanut allergy and he almost shit the bed because of peanut dust. Yeah, you don't want that. By the way, I never did get rid of our Facebook and YouTube audience. So I'm going to kick you guys out. Thanks for being here. All right. They were actively tarring the roof while we were in school in middle school. Yoda World experienced that too. It's like, good God, there is a time and a place. Not when we're in the school. They're like, shut up. Terrible. All right. Let's get into this. Larry David at the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary show the other night. They've got Jerry Seinfeld, and I don't know who this is, maybe his wife. And then Larry David walks in, and they're going to shoot like a picture, except the photographer is like, yeah, there's a little bit more to it. Can you do a pose? And this is described as Larry David with Jerry Seinfeld was asked to pose on the red carpet last night. It went exactly how you would expect. Larry David, my God. So this is just like watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's a ride.
We don't have a ride. Hello.
Yeah. We're just doing a little poo. I'm Cole, by the way.
Hi.
Yeah, nice to meet you. So it's a slow motion camera. So we're looking for a little pose in the camera.
We'll see you later.
Fair enough.
Look at this. Larry David is, dare I say, the show Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's like 10 times funnier than Seinfeld ever was. It's like when he made Seinfeld, Larry David, and then he started doing Curb Your Enthusiasm. It wouldn't surprise me if he said, why the fuck did I even have Jerry do Seinfeld? I could have done a better job doing it myself. Why did I even? Way funnier show. Outstanding. I remember the first time I saw Curb Your Enthusiasm. I was living in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I couldn't wait to tell Greg and Chris about it. And I didn't even know the name of it. And I just explained it to him, and I go, yeah, this show, it's called Curb Enthusiasm. I didn't have the name of it down even. And I explained it to him. And I go, I think it's the guy who made Seinfeld. And like nobody believed me when I was explaining it to him. And then here we are so many years later. Is it done? I haven't watched it in forever. But my God, there's some fantastic moments from that show. Very funny. All right. Another plane crash. This one in, Toronto. This one wound up upside down. Like, it landed. Nobody died. There were people hurt. And it actually wound up upside down after it landed. And I have a couple of clips from that. Here's the first one. Again, the plane is upside down. And they're... Actually, let me start with this one. This is after the plane has gone down. It's flipped over somehow, and people are leaving the plane. They're pouring fire retardant on.
We're in Toronto. We just landed. Our plane crashed. It's upside down. Fire department's on site. Upside down. Everybody, most people appear to be okay. We're all getting off.
Blow up?
Going on.
Is there video of it actually flipping? Here is the video from inside when they're getting
everything. Drop it. Come on. Don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Oh my fucking God. Yo, I was just on this fucking plane.
You had a frozen lake?
Oh my God. Yo, I was just on this fucking plane. Holy fuck.
That's impressive. Holy shit. The fuck went on with that thing? How the hell did that happen? Uh, 18 people injured. Plane crash, Canada's Toronto Pearson International Airport. Fire. The incident came less than 3 weeks after the Black Hawk helicopter jetliner. Stiff winds, maybe that had something to do with it. They talked about that. Crashed onto the runway, a CRJ-900 Bombardier. All on board survived. Unclear how the aircraft was upended, leaving it belly up. And they had been dealing with wind and snow. We were upside down, hanging like bats. Passenger Peter Kukov said. The plane in the crash was designed to take a hit like this. Aviation expert. It was? Well, I guess so. It worked. Plane is upside down on the runway. I wonder how we can, Trump can say that this was caused by a mentally challenged person or a black guy or a woman, because hasn't that been his thing since helicopter hit airplane? Trump has suggested that that one happened because it was either, it was one of the Whitaker family that we just played the clip of in West Virginia. The Whitaker family, they were all given the jobs of air traffic controllers, and that was because of DEI. Bob says there is video of it landing and flipping. Well, I got to see that. Toronto plane flipping.
And we have just received new footage of that crash as it happened. Let's take a look.
Guy was filming it. Sometimes you get those enthusiasts that like shoot this shit and comment on it. Yeah, it looked like at the last second it kind of got a little akimbo there. You can see one wheel just barely is lower than the other. Came in hard. Yeah, when they described it as it flipped over, I didn't realize it came in so hard and actually crashed and exploded. That's a lot more than what I was being led to believe. Maureen says Ray was the air traffic controller. Ha, ha, ha. Starman says stalled, pilot error. So I haven't heard. Now, being that that was landing in Canada, I don't think Trump can blame this on the Whitakers being in the tower because of DEI. He could, however, suggest that because Canada is not the 51st state, that if they had under the watchful eye of Trump, this wouldn't have happened. I wonder if there's any reporter who can maybe bait Trump into suggesting such a thing. If I was a White House reporter, like following the president, you know, I would actually work to try to get him to say that, sir, there was a plane crash in Toronto. Is there any reason to think that this is because Canada is in turmoil since they are not the 51st state? That would like appeal to his ego, and he'd probably talk himself into a corner and look like a fucking asshole. Tofus says the same thing. It's easy to bait Trump to say something. He's so stupid. No, he really is. You could, as long as he can somehow think that he has an opportunity to say something glowing about him, he'll gladly wade in those waters. And that's why I'm excited about the next 3 years and 11 months. We have, 3 years, 10 and a half months. There are so many fun and interesting things that we're going to have to talk about thanks to Trump. Maureen says, yeah, but you'll get banned from the White House press conferences. I don't know if that's true because it's Trump's call. And he'll be like, oh, that guy loves me. He knows that I can turn Canada around. He'll fall for it hook, line, and sinker. Tofa says, using some easy reverse psychology on Trump, and he'll say anything. That would be fun. God, I'd love that. All right, so plane crash. I wonder what we'll have today. Hopefully, no more. I don't know what's going on here. Chris D. writes, an Eric Zane beat-up session here would be awesome. These two idiots, Subway takes with Karen Kareem Rama. These two get together and they, I don't even know if it's these two. It's one of these two. What's your hot take on the Subway?
So what's your take?
I think naps are the most disgusting thing you can do.
100% agree. That's what sleep is for.
Do you ever
What? Naps are disgusting? I don't think I've ever heard someone say naps are disgusting.
Like 72% agree?
No. There's only two opinions in this world. Yeah, yes right. Or no. There's no maybe.
Yeah.
That's my hot take.
Well, I mean, if you agree, that there's nowhere really left to go with this.
I can go either way.
No, I want you to agree.
I do agree. Okay. Here's why I agree. There's another word for napping. It's called sleeping.
Yeah. And sleeping should be done at night.
I agree.
There's nothing you should do where you wake up that disoriented and feel sick. Naps are for pets and for babies only.
100%. It always feels like you've had a hangover.
Yes.
Every single time.
When you wake up from a nap, you are the most foul you'll ever be. Just in general.
Everything about it.
Now you're reaching for your phone like, help, you know? What happened?
Bad breath.
Don't even say the word.
Puffy eyes.
Ugly.
Yeah. I don't know if these two people should be saying that you're ugly after you wake up from a nap with puffy eyes. Because that's all I see on this Morticia Adams-looking bitch. And why are they speaking into their Metro cards? I don't understand. Maybe they're using those as a buffer from the sound. But and he looks like fucking retarded Horseshack. Fuck this.
Sick, scared. Napping that's what a nap is.
What about other cultures that have napping ingrained in their societies?
What a stupid thing to waste time on and think it's funny.
Such as the well-known siesta.
Resting is good. There should be an hour for resting. But to actually be unconscious during rest is crazy. Also, how stupid do you have to be able to turn your brain off in the middle of the day and just be like, none of that matters, I'm gonna fall asleep.
Napping's not for us.
I would actually go as far to say is that you're crazy if you take a nap. That they're insane to do.
I've napped.
She's a female Eric Zane, that's what she is. She's trying to do the same thing I try to do every single day.
Maybe twice.
In your life?
Yeah.
How long does it take you to fall asleep?
At least like 3 hours in bed. That's normal.
Shut up. This dude can imitate a siren. So he holds up a megaphone, and there's people that are riding down the road, and he makes the fucking noise, and then people freak out. Here you go. I think it's a different language, but it doesn't matter. Okay, so he sounds just like a goddamn cop car. Okay, so you see a guy riding on his motorcycle, standing on the seat. Standing on the seat. He's going to scare the shit out of this guy. I don't know how real that one was, though. He might have just taken video of a guy falling. You know what I mean? That might have just been a video of a guy wiping out, and then he just inserted this right here. This one. Well, it looks real. This might be a setup. You know, like he might have told the guy. That might be his best friend doing this. This seems staged. I can't get into it. I'm sorry. Nick says he's just pressing the siren button built into the bullhorn. Maureen says that woke up my dog from her nap. Stupid siren sound. All right. Maureen says naps are a good thing. I love a good nap. Yeah. That chick's full of shit. All right. Swing and a miss on that one. Oh my God. I love this video. Somebody got a supercut of all of the times that the Philadelphia Eagles football players swore during the parade coverage. And then someone at the TV station had to turn on their mic and say, hey, we're sorry about the bad language. So they wanted to show the footage, but the players kept swearing when they would speak into the microphones. And then the folks at the TV station would have to bust in and try to, you know, make it so that they wouldn't get in trouble.
I'm a fucking champion.
We apologize. Of course, we're on live TV, and we apologize for the profanity.
You guys are tough, you guys are resilient, and you guys know how to fucking fight.
And we apologize again for Saquon Barkley's profanity. Again, live TV.
Hey, Philly, this city overcomes shit.
And we apologize again for the profanity.
I think just the fact that that's your line, this city overcomes shit. I mean, it kind of speaks to how stupid whoever that idiot is that just said that.
L-E-S Eagles! Super fucking
And we apologize once more for the profanity.
Every fucking game!
And we apologize for the profanity. Back to Landon Dickerson.
After 22, feeling that loss, I didn't ever want to feel that shit again.
Sorry about that, Landon Dickerson talking about the loss. It's live TV. The emotion is there. Back to Landon.
I just got one last thing to say. Go fuck!
We cut that one off, but if you heard any of that, we apologize. Go Birds is what he said.
When I came to Philly, as a motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Shout out to
and
guys,
we apologize
to
for C.J. Gardner-Johnson's language. Here he is again.
When I left, I cried my ass off. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, because I miss y'all like a motherfucker.
And once again, we apologize for C.J.'s language.
We're from Philly, fuck it.
Oh. And we apologize for Brandon Graham. He's pumped up. He's ready to go.
Jesus Christ. They had to do that every single time? This is so dumb. Maureen says, did no one warn these fuckers not to use profanity? Yeah, somebody should have said something. Jeremy says, it's ridiculous that they have to pretend to apologize for every naughty word. Yeah, it's so silly that that's even a thing. Not every culture is like that. You know, you go to like Europe, nobody gives a shit. It's 11 a.m. on Saturday and you turn on the TV and it's porno and nobody cares. I don't know if it's porno. I might have just made that up. Tofa says, why don't you just cut to commercial after the first blurt? Now, this is over like an hour. I guess they were screwed. All right. Thanks as always. Hello to sponsor the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. So, yeah, from anywhere in the U.S., you can get pre-approved for a mortgage. I want you to reach out to Mario and see what he has to say. Every situation's different. Depends on what you're looking for. Maybe it's your first time buying a house. Mario can help you every step of the way. 231-332-6505. Reach out today. Green Medicine Shop. That's a cannabis shop that supports the Eric Zane Show podcast there in Greenville, Michigan. Their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. 21 and up, recreational, they got you. 18 and up, medicinal with med card. You get that med card by going to thegreenmedicineshop.com. Head to their website. They've got different dope deals every day that you can check out and take advantage of. So I know if you partake in cannabis, you've got the shop that you go to. I get it. But I want you to try Green Medicine Shop just once. Make the trip to Greenville, Michigan. Mention me. And thank you for supporting Green Medicine Shop. Finally, today, tax season is here. When it comes to getting your taxes done, head over to Tag Accounting online at tagcpa.net. Troy, the Gins will help you out from anywhere in the U.S. Tagcpa.net. There's a phone number you can call. And talk to the folks over there and get on their radar. And you can be, like I said, anywhere in the U.S. to get your taxes done. Before you know it, that money is in your bank account and your taxes are done. Call 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516. For asshole of the day, I've got Nick in the hopper. For fucking up the story. And then I've got fucking Mad Honey asshole. As your asshole of the day. And I'm going to have to, I'd love to give it to Nick, but it's got to be the Mad Honey asshole. Not that he can help it. A guy's fucked up. That's your asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball, online at TC Paintball. gr.com. You've been a fantastic audience. I thank you. I'll be back with Patreon a little bit later on. I'm probably going to crash because I'm exhausted. I'll take a nap in the middle of the day. Imagine that. And then I have my 2 p.m. show with Christian Blatt. Who are these broadcasters on the Who Are These podcast channel live on YouTube. And then I'll do the Patreon after. Okay. That is it for me. Thank you so much. You guys are the best, and I'll talk to you a little later on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.